and all these folks this evening. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your love, mercy, and grace. Thank you, dear God, that you just be with us, Lord, in our service tonight. Help us, Father, to magnify, praise, and worship thy name. Dear God, we do ask tonight that you just touch every need according to your plan and purpose for their lives. Father, we ask you to be Brother Philip, Lord, here as he will bring to his Father the message, Lord, you laid upon his heart for us tonight. God, asking that you be with us, Lord, as we preparing our hearts, dear God, for Brother Tim, Lord, that he would just come and minister to us, Lord. Father, we just pray, help him as we prepare for revival, dear God. Lord, we ask you now, just strengthen us and guide us, Lord. Forgive us our sins and failures, draw us close to thee. And we'll praise you and thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And amen. Amen. You may be seated. Do not forget about Brother Tim, all right?
Maybe I'll find it. Page 216 in your blue book. Page 216.
Thank you.
page 180, page 180. Page 23, page 23.
My sin.
152, page 152. Special this evening.
Thank you. In the courtroom, the judge turned my way. It looks like you're guilty. Now what do you say? I spoke up, Your Honor. I have no defense, but that's when mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case, called to the stand, God saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin, forgiven when mercy walked in. Chains were all broken. I felt born again the moment that mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case, called to the stand, God saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin, forgiven when mercy walked in. The blood was presented that covered my sin, forgiven when mercy walked in.
We'll change it now and turn it over to Brother Phillip. Glad to have him tonight to step up here and share with you what God laid on his heart. As I said before, this year we're going to do more. We've got Brother Tim coming Friday night and Saturday night next week. And I'm going to try to ask Brother Phillip, Brother Don, different ones, to Zach even, just to fill in for us on Sunday night, some here and there, and give them the opportunity to share what's on their heart so that you and I will be able to eat together, you know. I do a lot of feeding. I want to do some eating, okay? But anyways, do thank Brother Phillip for taking on this responsibility this evening. So at this time, if you would stand, we'll pray, and then we'll turn it over to Brother Phillip. Father, tonight we thank you, Lord, for your love, mercy, and grace. Thank you, dear God, for allowing us to be in your house, Lord. We pray, Father, that your will would be done, your name to be glorified. Lord, draw us close to Thee and one to another, precious God. We pray, Father, we ask You, Lord, this evening that You just touch Brother Phillip, God. Give him the words that we stand in need of, Lord, and help us, Father, be receptive, Lord, that Your will would be accomplished. And, Father, I pray tonight, dear God, that You would just stir our hearts. Lord, I pray again, Father, that we just desire to see a lost soul saved. Father, we're praying, believing, and asking, dear God, one lost soul this month. Father, we pray. Just let your will be done, Father, we ask, and we give you glory for it. Father, we pray in Jesus' holy name, and amen. Amen. You may be seated, unless Brother Phillip tells you to stand up. Yeah, but that one there ain't going to pick you up all the time. This one will.
couple of weeks I've been thinking since we prayed about this revival, and tonight that's what I'm going to speak about, is the upcoming revival. We'll find out tonight as we read through God's Word and the Scriptures that are going to be read, that what a revival is about, what it's for, and the reason for it. I don't know if you know or realize or not, but a revival starts with the church. And the church is the people. It's the congregation. It's the men and women within the church. And so tonight I'm going to try to convey the best of my ability to you as we have this week set aside to prepare. And that's the preparation time in prayer. And that's what our revival is praying, fasting, meditating in God's Word, getting our minds and hearts receptive to it. We shouldn't be relying on Brother Tim to come in to revive us. We should come to the house of God revived and prepared. And that's what we're going to talk about in tonight's in God's Word tonight. 2 Chronicles. Let's pray before we get started. Lord, this evening, just help me to say the things you need for me to say, and give me with boldness and clarity tonight. And Lord, I'll be careful to give you all the praise and glory. Amen. We're going to start in 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. And I know it wasn't long ago I made mention of this. But if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and to pray and to seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. There's a lot of that needs to be taking place in this day and time. There's some healing of the land that needs to be took place in our country, because we've separated ourselves from God and His Word. We've left His care. We've stepped back from it. And that's why we're in the predicament we're in now, is because of that. And we'll read on here in 1 John. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In 1 Kings, we'll find in 18:21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long have ye between your opinions? And if the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Let's move on to 1 Thessalonians. I've got quite a few to read through tonight to try to make a point to you. 4 of 1 Thessalonians, in verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangels, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord and Jesus, that have you received us, how ye ought to walk and please God, so would abound more and more. This past week I was thinking, what is it that we're missing? What is it that we're not grasping? And it began to dawn on me, it's like I said earlier, it's our prayer time. If we spend more time in our prayer time, revivals would be the most exciting and fun thing there ever may have been known to man. It's because Christian people feed off of one another's spirit. When people this morning got up and testified, I was feeding off theirs. I was wishing that testimony was mine. Have you ever done that yourself? Oh, that was a good testimony that brother or that sister stood up and made mention of. And they're speaking from their heart. That's what's important. God wants to hear from us from our heart. That's what He wants out of us. In Ezra, moving on in Ezra. Chapter 9, verse 9. For we are bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in bondage, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving to set up the house of our God, and to repair the desolation thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and Jerusalem. What is God's word? Think about that just a minute. What is God's word to us? It's a protector. It is a wall. Mm-hmm. It's a wall of protection. Right. As we read it, meditate in it, and believe in it, it builds a wall of protection around us because we're believing in our God and our Savior. Right. It's a wall, a protective wall around us. And then in Psalms 80, 18, and there's several of them in Psalms. So will not we go back from thee, quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. What is it we do when we're in a troublesome time, or we're in fear? We call on the Lord. Begin to pray. We seek Him. In 85:6, wilt thou not receive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? In 119:25. For my soul cleaveth unto the dust, quicken thou me according to thy word. and 119.50. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. In Psalms 119:149, hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to the judgment. You notice how it's saying quicken me, awaken me. In other words, pay attention. Wake up. It's an awakening. A revival is an awakening of the people, the church. When we begin to seek His counsel, His wisdom, and His word, we become wiser. In Isaiah, we'll move to Isaiah 127. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment, and her converts with righteousness. And as Isaiah 57:15, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternities, whose name is holy, I dwell in a high and holy place with him. Also, this is of the contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. And in Ezekiel 43:20. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness and the rivers and in the desert to the drink of my people, my chosen. And let's flip over to Acts chapter 3. Repent thee therefore, and he converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus, which before was preached unto you. And back to Ezekiel 29:21. In the day will I cause the horn of the house of Israel to bud forth, and I will give the opening of the mouth in the midst of them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. All these scriptures points out to us who we need to turn to, when we need to turn to, and it's our responsibility to start the revival. So this week, as you, in your prayer time, wherever that might be, to stop and to think. Not just to pray for Brother Tim. Yeah, pray for Brother Tim, because he's bringing the revival. But let's bring the revival to Brother Tim when we come through the walls of that door. Let's bring it. You heard this people say, let's bring it tonight. Well, let's bring it. Let's bring our spirit with it to him so he can feed off of us with our amens and his praise of what he's saying. See, our own pastor, his cup's kind of empty right now. You can hear a little rattle to it. He needs it to be filled back up. So we need to remember that also. And you know what? Yes, that's right. Pray for him. But one thing I've seen in all this was confession's good for the soul.
That's right. That's true.
And as brothers and sisters, we should confess to one another our faults and failures. And tonight I'm apologizing to you, brother, for not being more supportive of you. Forgive me for that. It starts with the leadership of the church to show what we need to do and how we need to do it. And it's confession. So tonight, if you have a testimony or anything you'd like to say, now's the time to say it. It's good for the soul. It's an opportunity to share how you really feel from your heart, because it puts a smile on God's face when we do that. He delights more in that than anything. Like I said, revival happens when God's people are prepared. It happens when we are ready for it, with tender hearts and humble spirits. We can't orchestrate a widespread revival that's far reaching, but our God can. So revival begins with people coming under deep conviction and crying out and confessing and repenting for their sins and their shortcomings. I think sometimes if we only knew how much God really loved us, we wouldn't have to be poked and prodded to have a revival. It ought to be automatic. If we're not here doing a revival, we ought to be elsewhere doing one. We ought to be supporting another one. Brother Ernie's probably going to do one at Brother Tim's church at some point in time. We need to support that. We need to support other churches having a revival. That way you're going from one to the other. Where does that put you when you get to that? It puts you in the state and frame of mind that God wants us to stay in each and every day. Instead of walking around with a rattling cup, we walk around with a full one. Has anybody got anything they'd like to say this evening? It's good to see David here. I ain't seen him in a while. I'm thankful he's here. I miss him. All I got tonight. just be praying. Get in your prayer spot and pray. Pray for the best revival we've ever had. But bring it. Bring your revival to the house of God. Don't rely on Brother Tim to preach you to that point. Come with it. Revival spirit. He'll know just as soon as he walks through the door where he stands. And that'll make him preach that much better. Might have to put some of them leg weights on him if it gets to hold him down. Not complete without you getting down on your face, bearing down on it. Our God loves that. He loves it. That's right. I guess that's why sometimes the Lord gets to, the minute we made mention of having a revival, he began to speak to my heart about it. And I thought, yeah, okay. That's what we need to talk about, I just let him lead. I know I didn't do that well. I've done the best I could. But that's the way I believe. I believe that he's still in control. He's on the throne. Regardless of what's going on out there, God's in the on the throne. He is in control.
Yes, he is.
And he can flip the switch at his time, at any time. And I can't emphasize that enough tonight. This might be the last one. I don't know. Last time we meet as a church. As a family, we might not ever get to have that revival because we'll be at one in heaven that never ends. I long to see a lot of people. It's already there. Be good to wrap your arms around them again and see what heaven's really like. If y'all stand, we'll have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you again for this opportunity. Lord, we love you. And we thank you. And we praise you. Lord, I pray everything we say and do in the weeks, months, years to come will glorify you. We'll honor you. Because you know all, and you looking down on us tonight, Father, with your healing and hand and watching over us and caring for us.